I'm Julie Nelson. Let's listen to a clip from The Conversation earlier today.
We have three children, and they are 13, 14, and 14. And so they're in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And we actually have one of our funniest stories from our book is from a camp experience. The way we work camp at our house is we will pay for half. So because camp is pretty expensive, right. And mm-hmm. we don't discount the fact that mom and dad get a week without kids, too. So we figure that's worth something.
It's a hard week, isn't it?
So we pay for half as long as they all choose to go the same week. And one year, our kids, they have to come up with the money for their other half. And there's a variety of ways that they do that. And in saving, they have budgeted categories that they save for. And we can talk about that. But we got to camp and it was their first year there, and my daughter looked around and she saw the mini golf and the water slide, and she said, "All of this for $150? This is a bargain." Oh. And we laughed. I mean, she was, I think the first year they went, they were 10. And yep. So she really understood the value of what she had saved for. And we kind of thought, you know, that's worth it. That's so much better.
But how do you get them to save? Because you're right. Like $150 is a lot of money mm-hmm. when you're 10 or 11 or 12. So how does that work?
Our basic process was we were keeping track of what we were spending on our kids for years. Mm-hmm. Because I use, you know, one of these, I use Quicken to manage our household finances. And so every time we were spending money on kids, it would go into a kid category. And so I was able to look back at the last couple of years and see how much we were spending on clothes, on shoes, on camp, on music lessons, you know, everything all rolled up into one. And so they were 7, 8, 9 years old. And the amount that we were spending on all these things combined came out to like $120 or $150 a month. You know, and it's spiky. You know, sometimes a year you've got all kinds of stuff that you're buying for them or that you're registering them for, or there's, you know, football or dance or whatever it is. But we wanted them to have a stake in their activities, and we wanted them to learn how to manage their money. So instead of us continuing to spend this money on them, we said, let's train them. Let's take the same amount of money that we're spending anyway. And we will, it's always the first Friday of the month, that's payday at our house. And we sat down with them and said, here's the money that you have available. Got them a little envelope book, you know, it's like the cash system, if you're on a budgeting system or using cash. And said, you have this much money, you know, we're going to set some aside for saving, we're going to set some aside for charity. We're going to give you, you know, set $5 aside for fun, you know, whatever you want to do with it, blow it on anything. Mm-hmm. But the rest of this, you're going to put some in shoes, some in clothing, some in food.